yesterday was held the ceremony, University of Michigan Health Sparrow Lansing. This is the Founders Award given out every year in March, as close to the March 18th date as possible. Right around, it's the anniversary of the doors opening for the hospital, 1896, the Founders. And so yesterday, and there've been really, community leaders in so many ways to get the Founders Award. And yesterday, this took place. And, you know, there are times you go through your life and you find out about people and you go, man, I wish I could have got to know that guy or that lady. James Herbert is one of those cats. I never had an opportunity, although we have sort of a connection in the city of Memphis because my mother was from Memphis, Tennessee. But joining us now is Judy Herbert, the widow of James Herbert. Judy and James, the recipients of the Founders Award, U of M Health Sparrow yesterday. Judy, welcome to your morning wake up. Good morning.
Well, thank you.
Your husband, James, as I read his obituary, never got to know you, and now you and I know each other, or we will, but James is, you know, you come from humble beginnings, you never lose that, do you?
Not really. There may be some people who do, but Jim was proud of his beginnings, as well he should have been. He had a wonderful mother and father and sister. Jim was a doer and a mover and a getter. He just did a lot of things, and mostly he did things that he thought was right. I don't mean mostly. He did things that he thought was right.
Right. And that's all any of us can do. You know, you lean on your roots as you grow. And throughout life, and God willing, you are a high achiever, which I think the two of you, what a team.
Thank you.
Seriously, I mean, you go at things, by the way, Whitehaven, Tennessee, my aunt lives, well, she's gone now, God rest her soul. But yeah, I'm telling you, I think she probably knew your husband maybe early on in life. I don't know, but the two of you. Judy and James Herbert, a team that has impacted our area with philanthropy. And did you guys sit at the dinner table at night and just talk about things that needed to be done? What was the philosophy there between the two of you, really?
Well, we sat at the dinner table and talked about what we were doing. And Jim's early life, of course, was spent at careers, and he was a wonderful role model for his children, and he stayed busy. You know, you're working, and then you make an acquaintance through your work, and that leads to a project, and we've just always, though we came from very different parts of the state of Tennessee. I was from East Tennessee and he was from Memphis, and we just were always doers, and we loved to make wherever we were to be as better as we could see it.
And your children, how many children do you have?
We have two children, a boy and a girl. Melissa lives here. And she worked with Jim at Neogen for a number of years. Mm-hmm. And she is herself involved in the community here. She now serves on the foundation for Sparrow Hospital, for University of Michigan Health Sparrow. And she is always busy at something. She's very active in her church. And Scott is still living in New Orleans, and he's going to move a little further north to Knoxville, Tennessee in the next year or so. And then there is Mom, who was always involved not only with the children, but with the different things that I saw and enjoyed working with.
So you and James, just your work ethic, I think there's a lot to be said about that. When you work hard and you get you make your way up, right? In through education, through hard work, and then you become you come to an area of life where you can help others. If that's in your DNA, so to speak, mm-hmm. it was just a no-brainer for you guys to work for others. The Cancer Center, for crying out loud. Let's talk about that a little bit. Cancer is, it touches everybody. It took my own mother's life. That is something that you continue to fight to eradicate.
Oh, you bet. As Dr. Herman was saying yesterday, I think the figures now are about 1 in 3 are struck by cancer either to themselves or to one of their loved ones. And I had breast cancer early on, and that's how we first got involved with the Sparrow Cancer Center and Dr. Herman himself. And then several years later, Jim was struck by lung cancer, and he had 7 totally free clear years after he lost half a lung, and he did really well for a long time. And then it started coming back until it gradually took his life. But in the meantime, he had five more very good years when they were able to cure him with the V-Ray machine that they had at the cancer center. And he did several of the chemo drugs. And he fought it. He fought it hard, and they fought it hard with him. And it just gradually, he would say to everyone, I've got it for the 5th time, and I'm having a tougher time defeating it this time. And it eventually defeated him, but not without a good fight.
There's the words, not without a good fight. And you find people like that. You want to, ladies and gentlemen, when you find folks who lead, those are the people you want to get next to, get near, and glean that energy from, right? We're talking with Judy Herbert, Judy and James Herbert, the Founders Award from U of M Health Sparrow. Judy, at this point of life, what does it mean to you to get that award?
Well, it just says that you have fought a good fight and done all that you could, and I'm still here, and so I am certainly not giving up my role in anything. I love this hospital. It has been very good for us and to us, and Jim worked so hard early on getting Neogen going, and it was very lean years at the beginning, but gradually it got to be very good to us, and that's when we were truly able to give back monetarily, and it just never occurred to us not to do it. So we'll still be doing it.
I love it. And as I let you go, one last thing, Judy, and mm-hmm. I want, you and I are going to have lunch sometime. I'm buying, okay? But I'm telling you. What advice would you give someone today, just in going forth in their day, who could use a little inspiration?
Inspiration is a different thing for each person, but to just see someone who fought as hard against a killer as Jim did for the longest time. You know, it was so funny. Originally, when he was getting the V-Ray treatments to kill his cancer in the late teens, he would go have a treatment and then go back to work, because Jim did not retire until he was 80. And then he just moved the place he worked from, the office to home. And you have to have the right feeling in your heart and be very determined person. And that's what we are. That's what he was, always.
Judy Herbert, Judy and James Herbert, the Founders Award from U of M Health Sparrow recipients yesterday. God love you. And thank you so much for being on. I like what you just said there. I want everybody to hear that. There, you don't retire. You just change things a little bit. You got to keep doing stuff, making a difference. God, I love it. Hey, Judy, I'm going to let you go, but thank you so much. And that lunch, we'll put that together sometime, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right. Have a great day.
Uh-huh. Bye for now.
Bye-bye. 1320 WILS. I don't know Judy. I didn't know James. But it is true. It's one of those cats that, you know, there are tons of people out there. Maybe not tons. There are a few that you really want to get next to and get to know. When you start in humble roots like that, I'm telling you, Whitehaven, well, it's kind of like a suburb of Memphis now. But I have an aunt who grew up, my whole family grew up in that whole area. It's conceivable they all knew each other. Very humble beginnings there. 1320 WILS.